Plaza Automotive Center. This is Mitch. How can I help you?
Hey, Mitch. It's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Okay.
Good, good. Hey, I'm not sure if you remember. We spoke earlier in the summer about updating those pumps for you guys. You told me you're going to hold off on doing that till the end of the year, though, and to check back when you're around Q4.
Yeah, we had some Shell had to put some major stuff in, so I'm okay probably. Oh, my gosh. You know, probably, I think deadline's going to be maybe June of next year.
Okay, for what's going on for you guys? Is it those pumps still, or?
Yeah, well, I think they're going to I'm going to have to upgrade the pumps. I think by the end of next year, the card readers.
Oh, okay. You still got the slide for the debit card?
Yeah, you know, so the chip card. So
right.
So I'm not sure how that's going to be financed or what they're going to do and what they're going to offer. But give me a holler up in June. Probably the best time to call follow up now.
Okay, and to kind of go a little bit on that, does Shell end up helping out with the financials a little bit, or do you have to find that yourself?
It depends on what, every give and take. It depends on what you want to do with them. Sometimes they're willing to help out if you extend your contract with them. Some people don't want to extend the contract. You want to have more independence, so it just really depends on the cost and the options.
Right, yeah, that's what I was just going to kind of say, because basically, you're the owner of that, right? And then you run it through Shell, so you have a contract with Shell, and basically that's how it works for you guys.
Well, the contract. I have a branding. I have a contract with a supplier.
Okay.
Bought the region from Shell.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a branding agreement with Shell.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not which I don't even have a brand. I have nothing with Shell, actually.
Okay, so it's basically
I'm an independent. I have restrictions. I can't pump anything else but Shell.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to buy from one supplier. But that's the contract is with the supplier.
Okay, no, I gotcha.
And I'm on the hook financially. So what you need to do if you're looking at the market, potential market.
Oh yeah.
You got to find guys. It's very most. I would go after every. Chevron's different. I'm not sure, but Shell is really not in the retail business.
Yeah.
We have independent guys who own their own stations.
Stations.
And then you also have suppliers who own their stations. So my supplier owns several, 70 stations.
Okay.
And they also supply about 100 stations.
Okay.
So
I gotcha.
Obviously, up in Northern California, there's a big supplier who owns stations and is a supplier. Obviously, he supplies his own stations.
Okay.
San Diego, your area, I don't know how it works. I would call a couple of Shell stations.
Yeah, definitely.
Down there. I don't know if it's a market or not, but when the pumps have to get upgraded.
No, yeah, go ahead, sorry.
If a guy wants to maintain his independence, he or she is going to want to independently finance that upgrade.
Right, instead of having to go through the
supplier or through Shell. Shell's going to obviously want to their benefit. They'll finance it.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to give up something. You're going to pay for the financing either via pennies off your gas or and extending your contract with them.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in the distribution business, you want to have a distribution network.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for that insight. I'm definitely going to, take a...
see if it's. You're obviously you're cold calling or following up, and I got it. I was in the brokerage business for a lot of years, so find your market, man. Find a niche, and that made.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. I'm gonna definitely go on that. I've already been working with a few gasoline shops, but
I gotta jump off the phone. I got a customer coming in, so I gotta jump off the phone. Call me in June.
Okay? All right, Mitch. Have a good day.
Yep.